Tanya Rubaudi of the Bahá'í Faith.
Oh my God, oh my God. Verily these servants are turning to thee, supplicating thy kingdom of mercy. Verily they are attracted by thy holiness and set aglow with the fire of thy love, seeking confirmation from thy wondrous kingdom, and hoping for a kingdom in thy heavenly realm. Verily they long for the descent of thy bestowal, desiring illumination from the Sun of Reality. O Lord, make them radiant lamps, merciful signs, fruitful trees, and shining stars. May they come forth in thy service and be connected with thee by the bonds and ties of thy love, longing for the light of thy favor. O Lord, make them signs of guidance, standards of thy immortal kingdom, waves of the sea of thy mercy, mirrors of the light of thy majesty. Verily thou art the generous, verily thou art the merciful, verily thou art the precious, the beloved.
Senator Sergulski, lead us,
please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewing?
Ashley, I would accept the prayer be spread on the journey.
There you no objection. Motion carries. Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the questions of the journals for the 89th, 90th, and 91st legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 8.
Senator Alford?
I'm asking unanimous consent to the journals and supplements be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Menard?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Senator Catula and I have some constituents in the Miller Gallery. We have visiting us today is the President and General Manager of Cebu, Alaska, the Alyeska Resort. And, of course, due to the involvement of the legislature and monies that the legislature did give to the project, Cebu is venturing out to construct a 300-room hotel and an additional restaurant facility up on the top. It's going to be about a $70 million investment. I know many of the people are familiar with it, and they're looking at a completion date of 1993. So please help me welcome Mr. Kobayashi. And accompanying Mr. Kobayashi is Larry Daniels, and he's the project manager of the new hotel. All
right. Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm very pleased today to be introducing the woman who is executive director of the Southwest Energy Council. As you all know, Alaska is a member of one of the 10 states who are members of the Southwest Energy Council. Lori Cameron is with us.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me is R. Jeffrey, who is the principal of Ravenwood Elementary School in Eagle River, but he is also the president of the Alaska Council of School Administrators and the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals.
Any further introductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Messages April 19th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 22 has by the House Health Education Social Services Committee relating to alcohol related birth defects awareness week.
Yes.
House current resolution number 37 by Representatives Moyer, Foster, Boyer, Copeland, Sharp, Zawacki, Kabina, Choquette, M.W. Miller, relating to the 50th anniversary of the Alaska-Siberia Lend-Lease Program.
ITT and State Affairs.
steps to for House Bill number 85 Finance by that House Finance Committee enacting the lighting equipment required on a school bus and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, yes. Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 92 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act establishing an exemption under the last Exemptions Act for the Judicial Retirement System and the former elected public officers' retirement system.
Judiciary.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
Message dated April 19th, dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Health Education Social Services Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of governor's appointment. University of Alaska Board of Regents. There were no state objections to confirmation of any of the named individuals by committee members. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individuals during any further sessions respectfully submitted. Senator Strzelewski Chair, Senator Fisher, Cotton, Hoffman, and Menard. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 83 related to the Alaska State Health Resources Authority recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute report to back with majority no rep. Report was signed by Senator Pierce Chair, concurring Senators Colin Halford. Zero fiscal note and fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 83 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 97 relating to the Alaska Advanced College Tuition Payment Fund reports to back as follows. Senators Pershaw and Kutula co-chairs and Senator Duncan signed these tasks. Senators Adams, Coffin, and Schultz signed no recommendation. Fiscal notes attached. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 97 has no further referral.
Rule.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 101 relating to the jurisdiction of the district court. The majority of the committee recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw chair, concurring Senators Adams, Coffin, and Schultz. Senator Kutula co-chair and Senator Duncan signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 101 has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 105 amending the penalty for the crime of criminal mischief in a third degree involving the unauthorized taking of a propelled vehicle recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Halford. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 191 relating to the home site entry program. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff chair, concurring Senators Halford and Eliason. Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 24, enforcement of the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 19, enforcement of state laws prohibiting age discrimination and employment, recommends calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Giroff chair, concurring Senators Halford, Duncan, and Jones. These resolutions and bills do appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 261, by the Rules Committee by the request of the Governor, an act relating to operating commercial motor vehicles, aircraft, and watercraft, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 262, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to coverage of certain executive or administrative employees of retail or service establishments under the state minimum wage laws and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 263 by Senators Hoffman and Adams, an act relating to oil discharge prevention and contingency plans and financial responsibility requirements for non-crude oil operations and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Judiciary.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 105 by Senators Jones, Halford, and Ewing, an act amending the penalty for the crime of criminal mischief in the third degree involving the unauthorized taking of a propelled vehicle. The Judiciary Committee considers the bill and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute to be passed. The report was signed by Senator Halford Chair, concurring Senators Frank, Collins, and Rohde. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff Chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Halford. There is a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted and lose the original bill.
Without objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 105, Judiciary. by the Judiciary Committee, an act amending the penalty for the crime of criminal mischief in the third degree involving the unauthorized taking of a propelled vehicle.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford?
Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 105 Judiciary be considered engrossed and pass the third reading and place in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 105 Judiciary is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 105 Judiciary, an act amending the penalty for the crime of criminal mischief in the third degree involving the unauthorized taking of a propelled vehicle.
Senator Ewing?
Co-sponsor on the bill. Just one quick question on just reviewing the fiscal notes on the one that was given to the Department of Corrections, because that's the department that I oversee in finance. There is a mandatory jail term, which is a floor of 3 days, and I was just wondering if there was any. It does say here that the Department of Corrections doesn't indicate that there'd be any cost to that, although I'd like to hear from the sponsor if he had any more information on that.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. There explained that there would be more 3 days, but there may be a fall off in the number of the 10 to 30 day sentences, so that would balance out.
Any further discussion, Senator Ewing?
After reviewing the corrections budget, there probably will be a cost involved in it, but I won't carry it out here.
Any further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 105 Judiciary pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 105 Judiciary has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill number 191 by Senators Elias and Duncan and Menard, enacting the Homesite Entry Program and providing for an effective date. Judiciary Committee consists of bill. The majority of committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Brody, and Frank. Zero fiscal on the pass. Rules Committee consists of bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Sharoff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Eliason. There's a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent that Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted with the original bill.
Without objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 191 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Homesite Entry Program and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 191 Judiciary be considered engrossed, advance third reading and place in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 191 Judiciary is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 191 Judiciary, an act relating to the Homesite Entry Program and providing for an effective date.
Discussion? Senator Halford.
Mr. President, the legislation is fairly self-explanatory. Under existing law, persons hold only one homesite permit. What this does is create some exemptions in that area for inheritance, for marriage, and they're very reasonable exemptions. They're supported by the department. It also deals with the use of a trailer as a home and states essentially that it has to be on a permanent foundation. The legislation otherwise is easily understood as you see it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 191 Judiciary pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 191 Judiciary has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Hufford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of Judiciary Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 191 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 24 by Senators Kutula and Menard relating to enforcement of the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. The State Affairs Committee considered the resolution. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Rhoda Chair, concurring Senators Fischel, Fisher, and Ewing. Zero fiscal on the pass. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Jaroff Chair, concurring Senators Telford, Duncan, and Jones. For the State Affairs, CS.
Senator Hufford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the State Affairs CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 24 of State Affairs by the State Affairs Committee relating to enforcement of the Age Discrimination in Employment Act.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
I move and ask unanimous consent the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 24 be considered the gross advance third reading place and final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 24 of State Affairs is in third reading. Secretary, please read the resolution.
P.S. for Senate Joint Resolution Number 24 of State Affairs relating to enforcement of the Age Discrimination and Employment Act.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move an unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor on Joint Resolution 24.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Duncan also. Senator Petula.
President, I think the phrase here of the state is that doesn't need to be belabored. There's some interesting statistics in the back. Again, the areas we're speaking to nationally and statewide particularly are those people that yet are need to work, need to contribute, and certainly are physically and mentally competent to do so. Just a few years ago, the population in the workforce in the 52, 60-year-old category was 28%. Today it may be down to as low as 15%. And we see discrimination in hiring people for the more important key positions and, as a matter of fact, almost any position. And we're just testing that we think the federal and the state should be more cognizant and aware of these problems.
Senator Sturgiski.
I'll be shown as a co-sponsor, although I may have a conflict.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Pritchell also. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I was just going to suggest that perhaps the Senator from Massachusetts should have had this chart updated. This is July 30th, 1990, and we may find that those percentages have changed a lot since then, especially in one or two of the departments.
Senator Kurtula.
I do like to report that when I was first down here, I was the youngest in every crowd. When I go up to third floor, I again have to repeat the process. I feel really good about it.
Is there any further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 24, State Affairs, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 24, State Affairs, has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays. Brief at ease. To order. We're under citations?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by Senators Petula and Menard relating to enforcement of state laws prohibiting age discrimination and employment. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Rudy Chair, concurring Senators Rochelle, Fisher, and Ewing. Zero fiscal on the pass. Rules Committee considered the bill. The resolution recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff Chair, concurring Senators Halford, Duncan, and Jones. There's a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted below the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Does
discussion? Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things. First of all, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent be shown as a co-sponsor.
Motion, hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Duncan, Senator Forshaw, Senator Surzluski, Senator Collins. Proceed.
Yeah, Mr. President, particularly on this one, which directs the fact that we should not have age discrimination in employment in Alaska, I just want to make a point that I would hope that the this is being directed to Governor Hickel and to the State Commission on Human Rights to vigilantly enforce the provisions of state law prohibiting discrimination in employment based on age. I would hope that they would vigilantly enforce the provisions of state law prohibiting discrimination anyway. I just want to make that point.
Further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 19, State Affairs, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 19, State Affairs, has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 0 nays.
Citation on engraved Sturdy Shiloh by Senators Karen Kamsharoff, Menard, Collins, Pierce, Jones, Adams, Rody Curtula, Frank, Strzelski, Duncan, Ewing, Cotton, and Halford on in Kodiak Island, 1992, Bicentennial, Senator Jaroff, Ewing, Menard, Collins, Pierce, Jones, Adams, Curtula, Strzelski, Fisher, Duncan, Cotton, Halford, and Eliason.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on April the 24th for personal business.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Jones?
Mr. President, the Resource Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. We have a 10-minute presentation by the Southwest Energy Director, and we'll have a confirmation hearing for Commissioner Hines, and also we'll have Senate Bill 178 on land and water enforcement powers. I'd appreciate if the committee could be there on time. We have a lot to do today, and the teleconference should hearing on Commissioner Hines could run a while, so be there.
Senator Fisher.
We revert the introduction of guests, please.
You may.
Just in the far gallery, my eyes are starting to deceive me. We have a Greg Daniels from Kenai, and he's the executive director of the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals. Greg, welcome.
Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, on our introduction of guests, Senator Fahrenkamp and I have a guest from Fairbanks. He's the principal at Two Rivers Elementary School. He's the immediate past president of the Association of Elementary School Principals. Please help us welcome Randy Swenson.
Thank you. Senator Menard.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Tomorrow, the Senate Transportation will meet at 1:30 in the Belts Room. The bills that we will be taking up is Senate Bill 245, State Purchases of Heavy Trucks and Equipment, Senate Bill 197, Outdoor Advertising on Federal Highways, and H.J.R. 16 relating to the Federal Highway Trust Fund.
Thank you, Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Lynn Thomas. We will not be held this afternoon. The meeting is canceled. We'll be meeting Wednesday at 3:30.
Thank you. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, in the time that Labor and Commerce would have been meeting, the Senate Exxon Settlement Committee will meet at 3:30 in the Belts Room. There will also be a meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the Belts Room. Particularly these last few meetings, we need to have as many of the members that are on the committee in attendance as well as anyone else that's interested.
Thank you. Senator Sturzluski.
Yes, Mr. President, looks like we're running into some conflicts here.
We are having a work session today from for the Senate Health Committee on the mental health issue from 3:30 to 5. Tomorrow morning, we beginning at 8, we're going to be taking up Senate Bill 194, Hepatitis B, Senate Bill 211, Nurse Practitioners, and certain specified teen pregnancy bills. We'll have those posted after a meeting today with Senator Pierce. We've already heard them. And we will be having a confirmation hearing for the State Board of Education. And what I've been doing on, did with the Board of Regents, we'll also do with the State Board, is to have them all come up at one time. And with the number of people, it's perhaps not the best way, but otherwise we'd have to have a, you know, very long, ongoing arrangement to give everyone just have them come up one at a time. And then on Wednesday, we will once again be taking up the mental health lands issue, and we'll be looking at Senate Bill 239, Private Health Care Review Agency.
Thank you. Further announcements, Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Wednesday, Dr. Stanislaw from Cambridge Energy Research will be here to give a short presentation.
Thank you.
I'll give you the exact times later.
Senator Hoffman. Special orders? Special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday.